Hello, I'm Kate. On the plot. Imagine, if you will, that the allotment is the venue for an annual party, with the plotter as hosts. It's an invitation-only affair, on the guest list an eclectic mix of vegetables and flowers, and it can last for several months, starting as early as March or April. Preparations begin long before the first guests arrive, to ensure that everything is ready and that there is room for everyone to be in their preferred spot. Not forgetting that, in the vegetable world in particular, families like to stick together. It's important, though, not to disturb any legitimate hangers-on from last year, such as brassicas, leeks and parsnips. They'll be on their way before long anyway, or indeed those who never do leave. These include asparagus, rhubarb and perennial flowers, all cosily tucked up under the soil since the previous party ended, and biding their time until the next begins. Squatters, on the other hand, the grass and weeds, which have insidiously crept through the fence or been quietly germinating when the host was otherwise occupied, deserve no such consideration and need to be evicted. Only when the light levels and the thermostat are gradually turned up do the first guests start to appear. They are no doubt also drawn in by the exuberance of overlapping avian melodies from the surrounding trees at particularly high volume in the early stages of the party. Though imperceptible to the naked eye, a time-lapse camera would doubtless show tendrils waving and stems and leaves gyrating to the rhythm in a kind of plant polka, as all get into the spirit. No gifts are brought, but there is a tacit understanding that all those who come will repay their host's hospitality with edible or decorative donations during their stay or before they leave. At times they can be overgenerous and their contributions almost too much and too many. At others it may seem this understanding has been all but overlooked. By midsummer, things are in full swing and the host is hard-pressed to keep everything under control, making sure guests are well looked after, well fed and with enough to drink. Some can have enormous thirsts, welcoming latecomers and saying farewell to those preparing to leave. It's vital too to be on the constant lookout for the inevitable gatecrashers, the weeds which can often threaten to crowd out the guests, and the winged predators looking to cause them harm. Some 6 or 7 months from the start, the surround sound music has all but died down, the light is dimming and the temperature dropping. Those who haven't yet left are beginning to look the worse for wear, yellowing, drooping, shrivelling, and the host, also pretty exhausted by now, sets about clearing up and disposing of all the detritus. The next generation of brassicas, leeks and so on are looking forward to having the place to themselves, the perennials snuggling up out of sight once more to recoup their energy under the protective duvet of mulch. And as the gate clicks shut at the end of another enjoyable and largely successful event, and the plotter-come-host slowly heads for home, plans are already starting to take shape for next year's horticultural hoolie. And as ever, that was written by Linda Parkin.